Hey, Don, how about a happy 150th birthday salute to my favorite scientific diagram, the periodic table?
Oh, I know what that is, Yael. The periodic table displays the elements such as hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. It organizes these elements into rows and columns. The seven rows are based on the number of an element's electron shells. The rows are also called periods, and every period starts an important repeating trend. The columns in the table generally show elements that behave similarly. It's very organized.
But the periodic table didn't just spring into existence. It took some hard work to figure out how to arrange the chemical elements. That's where Russian chemist Dmitry Mendeleev comes in. A professor at the University of St. Petersburg, Mendeleev was writing a textbook for inorganic chemistry, and he needed to organize the elements. In 1869, he published a table that organized the known 63 elements by atomic weight.
Mendeleev only had 63 elements? Today there are 118 known elements. That means that when Mendeleev created the table, there would have been lots of gaps in it, a lot of places where he only predicted elements would go.
And he was right. Take this example. Gallium was discovered just 6 years after Mendeleev published his work, and it fit perfectly in a gap on his periodic table. In fact, many other people came up with periodic tables, but Mendeleev's best predicted the existence of yet unknown elements. That's why we use an updated version of his table now. Even today, scientists are using the periodic table to predict the possibility of a 119th chemical element.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.